what it means overall for the district, for our parents and our students and our teachers and all staff. It means that we are looking at being as safe as we can be, to be safe and to make sure that our students are able to get an education.
The district struggled to get students computers and internet access when school shut down this spring. Where does that process stand now, and what is it going to take to ensure that every student can connect?
We are in a lot better shape. We have hotspots that we're going to be giving to our students that need it. Every child, this is thanks to our superintendent and our deputy superintendents, we are now going to become a one-on-one school district. So that means that technology is one-on-one. Every student, not just one in every family, no. Every student will have a computer or device, and those who do not have access to internet can get a hotspot.
Do you know what this is going to cost the district, or does the district even know what it's going to cost?
I'm quite sure they do know. I don't care what it costs. As long as we get what we need for our students. That money has been put aside, especially with the CARES money. We have got it. We're going to use it, and we're going to get our children into the 21st century.
Now, we've heard reports of students at other school districts who didn't take part in virtual learning at the onset of the pandemic. I believe Bethlehem School District said that about 15% of their students just didn't connect at all. And so I don't know what the numbers are in the Allentown School District, but for those students that just haven't logged on into the system, how do you engage those students?
We're going to go get them. We're going to go get them. That we look, failure is not an option for us. So we are Allentown strong and we are Allentown aggressive. We will go get those students. Simple as that.
What about families who don't have health care, or both parents work, or if it's a single parent home where an adult is not home all day?
That's going to have to be with the individual families. I can't do anything about that. All I know is on a greater scale, we have to keep everybody safe.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for making virtual learning a positive experience for every student in the school district?
To be honest with you, I don't see the negative. I see the fact that we are trying to giving our kids the best that we can give them. It's not just about, you know, it's just Allentown, they don't care. No, it is Allentown and we do care. We are going to do whatever it takes for us to adapt, because we're adaptable here in Allentown. We are survivors. So whatever it takes for us to adapt, we're going to adapt to it. Simple.
Does it say a lot that the board voted unanimously for this?
Yes. We discussed this, and it was Mr. Parker led it. One of my mottos is proactive, not reactive. You know, this is how we're going to be. We're going to be the leaders in Pennsylvania. Allentown is no longer going to be the tail. But we're going to be the head, and so is our students. Excellence is what we're going to give our students from now on. From this time forward.